KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Catherine Barron. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger unveiled an ambitious and expensive plan to rebuild California's infrastructure. In his State of the State speech last night, Schwarzenegger called for improvements to everything from congested roads to substandard classrooms. The plan, with a total price tag of some $222 billion, would be phased in over 10 years. But as Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports, the most crucial phase may be the next few months, when the governor has to sell the plan to a skeptical legislature.
Every State of the State speech delivered by a governor has two audiences, citizens listening around the state and legislators listening at their seats in the chamber. Arnold Schwarzenegger attempted to reach out to both audiences Thursday night as he unveiled a sweeping package of public works projects, while at the same time inserting a few notes of humility about the defeat of his ballot measures in November.
The people who always have the last word sent a clear message. Cut the warfare, cool the rhetoric, find common ground and fix the problems together. So to my fellow Californians, I say, message received.
Key to the Schwarzenegger agenda for 2006 will be a package of proposals that attempts to summon the legacy of governors like Pat Brown by making major improvements to the state's infrastructure. The proposal includes $68 billion in borrowing through bonds over the next decade. That plus other state funds and money Schwarzenegger hopes to get from the federal government would go toward relieving congestion on highways and at the state's ports, modernizing and building new schools, maintaining and improving levees and the water supply, and opening new jails and prisons.
In recent decades, California has invested piecemeal, crisis by crisis, traffic jam by traffic jam. There's a better way, a smarter way, a more fiscally responsible way to invest in our future. We cannot spend more than we have, but at the same time, we cannot afford costly delay in investing in critical infrastructure.
But as Schwarzenegger delivered his speech, it was impossible not to notice the lack of enthusiasm from the legislators whom he must get on board. For Democrats like Senator Sheila Kuhl of Santa Monica, it was a speech that sounded like a page from her own party's playbook, after a year in which she says she and other Democrats were portrayed as the enemy.
When you don't know who a person is or what they're going to say the next day, it just makes you a little more wary. I mean, this legislature has always wanted to work with this guy, and we kept getting our hands slapped.
Kuhl says some of the governor's proposals, like a $1 increase in the minimum wage over 2 years, fall short and seem designed more to score popularity points than actually solve problems. On the other side, some Republicans seemed concerned the ambitious infrastructure agenda and the speech itself sounded very unlike their political philosophy. Assemblymember Chuck DeVore, a Republican from Irvine, says his colleagues may have trouble supporting a massive public works proposal that doesn't also streamline the bureaucracy.
Without getting fundamental reforms in the way some of these things are built, it'll end up taking a lot more money and a lot more time to build it. Without getting some relief on some of these overburdensome environmental regulations, we may not get any of these things built. We may simply be funding more environmental studies.
And without addressing those issues, DeVore says it may be hard for the governor to get the small but necessary number of Republican votes in the legislature to get a bond measure on the ballot. Arnold Schwarzenegger is famous for his optimism and for thriving on times when he's been told something can't be done. If so, 2006, an election year where he also attempts to shepherd through a modern-day government miracle, is likely to be the ultimate challenge to his self-proclaimed can-do personality. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Los Angeles became a safer city in 2005. Major crime fell by 14%, making L.A. the second safest large city in the country. Police Chief William Bratton was pleased with the decline, but said L.A. can do better and vowed to reduce crime by 8% more this year. Drunk drivers may have to foot the bill for being arrested. A state appeals court in San Francisco ruled that local law enforcement agencies can make drivers pay the costs for their field sobriety tests and for investigating any accidents they cause. Northern California flood victims have been spending the week trying to clean and repair their muddy, waterlogged homes. Judy Campbell reports from Napa County, which has opened a flood assistance center to help residents get back on their feet.
It's mainly women and children here, many in clothes they've clearly been wearing for days. They're here to register with the Red Cross and get some help.
Do you have a spouse?
Gloria Vargas says she wasn't told to evacuate on Friday night, so she didn't take the flood warnings too seriously until she woke up early Saturday morning.
One of my daughters came running and said, "Mom, the water." So then I went outside to the porch and I saw all that water. It had a car and one of those big dumpsters floating by. The water was rushing and the roar of the water. It was awful.
A single mother, Vargas, tried to get her three daughters and herself out of the house, but suddenly she found it hard to move. She'd had a mild heart attack. Police brought her to the hospital. She was released on Tuesday. Now Vargas has a bad headache, and she's trying to clean her house and get rid of the rugs, which hold a stench almost everyone here struggles to describe. Like many of the women at the assistance center, Vargas is eager to go back to work. She assembles electronics and won't get paid for her days off, but she's here to get a little help.
I hope they'll help us with beds, blankets, and heat. It gets cold at night. My heater is gone.
County officials are offering counseling and home inspections to see if it's safe to move back in. Laveda Connolly, with her toddler Madison in her arms, has already received vouchers for a hotel, groceries, and clothes for her children.
After all of the help that they've given us already, they called my house and offered more help with a bed.
Connolly says one of her requests at the assistance center is to be added to a list to volunteer in the future for the Red Cross. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.
That's the California Report for Friday, January 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Howard Gelman, with additional engineering from Danny Bringer, Paul Ancor, Seal Muller, and Tom Krimkowski. Rory Gallagher and Jason Marsh directed the show this week. The editor is Kat Snow. Our interns are Kasha Newman, Allison Johnson, and John Kane. Stacey Bond, Erica Kelly, Victoria Malleone, and Susie Racho produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer, with help this week from Andrea Kissick. Catherine Poff and Pat Flynn filled in for managing editor Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com, and the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.